This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So today, for Easter, we're going to talk about a social experiment done by aliens and done by us humans as well. And just for Easter, I didn't paint this today. This is an old one. Is this Bigfoot? Or is this Big Jesus? You be the decision maker. I couldn't figure it out. I was actually trying to paint Bigfoot, and I was like, maybe it's Big Jesus. Who knows? Anyway, hopefully you guys are having an awesome one and enjoying your Easter or your holiday vacation or time with your family, whatever the case is this weekend. So today I want to talk to you about a movie called Just Circle. Came out in 2015. It is about an alien ship that 50 people end up on, and they're all in a circle, a concentric circle, right? So they have a circle, and then they have an outer circle of people, and they're all standing on red circles. They can't get off of those circles, and if they do, they'll die. They can't touch another person. If they do, they'll die. And seemingly, what happens immediately is people are starting to get zapped and killed almost for no reason. They can't figure it out. Soon, though, these strangers find out that if they tilt their hand, there are triangles on the floor that allow them to point towards people so that they can actually take them out. It's kind of interesting, right? So this movie is short. It's on Netflix. Really good. And the reason I wanted to bring it up was because I do love social experiment movies. I also love aliens, right? That's what we do the podcast about. So all these folks are held captive. They wake up on the ship. They have no idea how they got there. One kid, or you know, younger person says, "Hey, we were just on the highway and we got pulled up." So apparently, there was a whole group of people traveling, trying to get away from something, but they don't really remember what. At the end, you find out, but I'm not going to spoil that. So Once this group of 50 now learns that they can choose who dies by turning their hand and pointing the arrow towards the individual, they all have to vote, right? So now you have 40 to 50, some, you know, comes down to 30 and 20 and 10, but at the beginning, it's almost about 50 people voting for who is going to die next by popular demand. I find this movie fascinating on a variety of scales, and I'll talk about it in humanity's perspective. I'll also talk about it in the alien perspective. So in the alien perspective, in this movie, my mind is thinking that it's the aliens taking people and allowing them to see who can make it out alive, who's the best, most adaptive human being on that ship of 50. And maybe that person wins a prize. Maybe that person gets to come with them to the next planet. Maybe that person just gets to live. We don't know. But what is interesting is when you see this movie, and I'll play a clip for you, is that these guys are pretty much representative of like society as a whole. They have, you know, all backgrounds. They have all ages. They have young and old. They even have a child. There's one child in here. So it becomes really interesting. But as the movie starts off, it's super dark. And then they all realize that they're standing around this tremendous circle. I'll show you here. Take a look at this real quick. Let's see if I can flip this around. Check this out. Boom. You see that right there? Those are the arrows that they can point at. Those are the arrows they can point at and then decide. See, this one is pointing towards this person in the back. That's who they are deciding is going to die. But I also want to show you kind of like the group that they have too, because it is kind of interesting to see the kind of groups that they decide to pick. They have dudes that look like gangsters, right? Like street thugs. They have a military member in his BDUs, his basic dress uniform, you know, camouflage, basically. Not his A dress-ups, but his like camouflage stuff. They have 20-something-year-old kid. They got an adult. So why is this important? Because in humanity, aren't we also making these same decisions? Aren't we also deciding who should go and who should not go? Let me posit this with something in the movie. In the movie, let me see if I can pull it up here. Here's a kid with a plan, and this is what I was talking about, was we decide who stays and who goes. So check this out.
No reason for us all to just keep killing each other off like this.
Well, what the hell else are we gonna do, my man?
We don't have a choice.
What I mean is we can choose to go about this in a certain way. Look, so there's about a minute or two between each round. That's not a lot of time.
Yeah, no shit.
Maybe if we spend less time worrying about who's gonna die next and more time trying to figure this thing out, get somewhere and be able to stop this.
What do you suggest?
Okay, I've been looking around the circle, and I see 5 or 6 people in their 70s and 80s. If this is a vote, I say they go first. That'll buy us some time.
Please.
No, man.
Serious? Look, the way I see it, they'd be the next people to die in real life, right? What's the difference?
He's right.
Now, how about that? That's something for a social experiment. Now, it gets down to the point of these old folks saying, hey, wait a minute, I have as much right to live as you do. What the hell? How can you say I have to die? But when you think about it, I mean, think about COVID even. You know, like, we knew that older people were dying. And so we tried to protect them. But there was little we could do. It was spreading everywhere. But in a situation like this, where you know people are dying, and you're trying to figure out a situation, and you know you have to kill somebody, you're going to go with the idea of somebody's got to go old people first. Think about if you're stuck out in the middle of nowhere with a group of people, and you got to eat each other, right? Like in that movie Alive. You might take the sickest person first, or you might take the oldest person first. We might take the person with the least likelihood of living, right? That's all this is. It's just a social experiment. It's just an idea of, you know, who makes sense to go first. So we go through that, and then we go through, okay, you get through like the 60 people, or the 60s and 70-year-old and 80-year-old people. Well, then who do you take, right? Because now it's even more of a social situation. Do you take minorities? Do you take people that are look greedy, right? Like there's a guy here, check this guy out. He looks, so you got this dude who looks super greedy, looks like a Wall Street guy. You got this guy who looks like a gangster, and then you got, you know, some other regular everyday Joes. So people are humans. What are they gonna do? They don't like the one percenters. They don't like the rich people, so they're going to take them out. They're going to think the dude with all the tattoos is just a bad dude, and he participates in gang activity, and we got to take him out. So who knows? That guy might actually be just a tattoo artist, right? I mean, it's very, very fascinating. So when I think about aliens, and when I think about what they do with us and why they're doing what they do, you know, and they take the DNA, are they... Are they just taking random DNA and then testing it to see which one is the most viable, which one lasts the longest, which one might live the longest, and test that out? What we've found is that these aliens are just taking random people here and there, whoever's out on the roadways, whoever's out in these areas. I mean, just look at the Travis Walton case. That guy wasn't even supposed to really be there. He wasn't even going to probably get abducted because those aliens were on the other side of the hill. They weren't even like considering him until he walked over and kind of interrupted their plans, and then they zapped him and took him. They didn't even take the other four humans. Right? His co-workers. So we have that issue, right? See, life isn't always going to be about who is the best person, who is the most righteous person, right? People who are breeding, people who populate, people who are successful, quote-unquote, are typically the a-holes, the assholes, and they're not always the smartest people in the room. I mean, you know, it doesn't take a genius to realize that, you know, certain types of people become bosses. Certain types of people become really good at business. I'm not saying that every person that's successful is an a-hole. What I'm saying is that there are certain groups that we can stereotype that have a stereotype for a reason. It's interesting because in the movie they say we shouldn't stereotype in here. Then they say, okay, well, we're gonna base our next decision off of everybody's character. But they don't have enough time to even talk about that, do they? Just like in this thing. Check this out here. Show you.
Everybody's character.
Well, we're here to do something.
It's to die.
Bam! Got annihilated. So they don't have enough time to even debate everybody's character.
I got an idea. How about we kill all the black people?
Ouch.
What are you talking about?
Don't play the race card, man. This is all just fucking chance.
Yeah? Right. That's why most of us are dead, right?
It's every man for himself in here.
Yeah, you need to shut up with this racism stuff, okay? Nobody gives a shit around here.
I give a shit around here. Look, I'm just saying. I'm not fucking next, all right? Y'all done reached your minority.
See, it's amazing what happens when we're down on our luck and we're worried about surviving. We have to play basically, you know, whatever role we can to survive. And, you know, then it comes down to young versus old, right? Minority versus majority, rich versus poor. And it's all social. It's all social. And when it comes down to it, it's really interesting because aren't we all about politics? Even aliens are about politics. They side with their own sides. Reptilians side with the reptilians. They do commerce, according to Randy Kramer, who's been to the Jupiter space station that is the main business hub of space. And he states that they work together because they are close together in line with their suits and sizes and needs biologically and things like that. Isn't it interesting that race comes into effect in this movie too? I mean, you know, it would come into play. Let's face it, right? If you're on a ship and you're trying to fight for survival, and all of a sudden there's not a lot of people that look like you around, you're gonna say, "Oh my God, well, I'm next, right? Please don't kill me." So that's the next moral turpitude kind of identity issue that comes up. Does that come up in humankind? Yeah, all the time. Does it come up in aliens deciding who they take? That's a good question. Do we have the statistics on who gets taken the most? Well, the problem, finding out who becomes most abducted, is that most people don't remember that they are abducted. So obtaining the numbers and the statistics becomes really challenging. The only statistics that we can pull up really are the people that have come forward, gone through hypnotic regression, which costs money. It, you know, probably their status mentally. So if you go into hypnosis, right, let's say you live with a bunch of people that don't believe in that stuff and you think you're crazy for even going into hypnosis to try to find out why you lost 6 hours of time, 10 hours of time, whole day. 3 hours, you know, you think you've been abducted by aliens. you're not going to go in. You're not going to have those statistics. So we don't have all the statistics. But what we do know is that many, many people have been abducted. Possibly millions, possibly tens of millions of people. Maybe even more. So this movie becomes even more interesting because, let's say, at the end of time, because we know time continually washes through a whole population of humans, right? We kind of build up these societies and break them down. Would something like this movie happen? Would aliens come down, take all of us, put us into different ships or whatever the case is, or put us all into one ship, and we just keep dividing out until we decide who's the most righteous or most capable of all of us to survive? Or are the aliens doing it themselves simply by doing all these DNA tests and matching them and then blending them with their own DNA, and they're going to drop them on Earth after they take us all out? Psychologically, it gets really interesting because some of the older people start saying, if you don't have families, then you shouldn't survive. Or you should consider volunteering. Because I have a family. This old guy, he's like, I got 7 kids. And then some other people start saying, I got 27, I've got 20. And they all kind of, it all becomes a joke. But in all reality, you know, like folks have, lots of people have families and they end up getting abducted. Sometimes people in their entire families get abducted. It's the whole bloodline. That's where it gets really interesting because the aliens start utilizing it and manipulating all the DNA. And you have to wonder, right? If you take one and you just take that DNA, why do you need the entire family? It just doesn't really make sense, does it? Unless you're making clones of them, right? You don't need clones. You're making hybrids. It just is bizarre. Anyway, do you think that folks with families should be excluded from being annihilated on an alien ship? I think there's going to be too many people that have families. So I don't think that is going to come into play too much. They also talk about who's the most contributing member to society or who has the most potential moving forward. Is it a graduate student who's focusing on psychology? Or is it a banker who he kind of like idolizes himself and says he gives money to people who are going to live their dreams or work towards their dreams? And he also donates a huge portion of his income to charity. And people don't really feel too bad for him because they feel like he's in the 1% as well. And this dude's got a big mouth, man. And he's trying to get everybody to try to kill off this kid and then try to kill off this pregnant woman. It's horrible. It's horrible, dude. And then they try to blend sides divide sides up. But I think when it comes down to it, you know, like looking at the morality, not the morality, but who's been the most productive member towards society? What have you done? Everybody could lie. Wouldn't it be interesting in this case if nobody could lie? If like the aliens figured out a way to like zap them, you know, not necessarily kill them fatally, but like just a zap to say, hey, no, you're lying, and let everybody know about it so that you had to tell the truth. And then if everybody was able to tell their truths and what they've done to contribute to society, then they could make an educated decision on this. It's not something that you can just write down on a piece of paper and say yes or no to. But it's something that, you know, if they have a conversation about, then they can make an educated decision. Unfortunately, they only have 2 minutes to talk in between killings. So it becomes really, really interesting. And I don't want to ruin the movie for you, so I'm not going to give you more and more detail there. But you can understand how this would start to become conniving to a degree and start to become sketchy and lie-y and, you know, putting yourself into a person you might not want to be just to survive. And I think that that's what's really interesting in this movie is that what the aliens are looking for? Are they looking for the most moral person? Are they just looking for the person that people don't vote to kill? Interesting, right? They're not looking for the most moral person. They don't care. They care about who survives. And they don't necessarily know. They might not necessarily know about us as a society. So they're just trying to get the best out of society they can get and take them and do whatever with them. So it's not about morals. It's not about looks. It's not about, contributions to society, how old, how young. It's all about who can make it out alive and who kind of has the biggest brain pan in understanding kind of sociology in a way. Is this possible in our reality? Sure, the aliens could come down, take us, and say, hey, you guys got to compete against each other. Is this not kind of what's already happening? Aren't we already competing? Isn't it a dog-eat-dog world out there? Don't most species actually eat each other and fight each other off? I mean, even the great lion gets taken down by another male lion and kicked out of the tribe, kicked out of the pride. And the new lion, the younger lion, the lion that's more healthy gets to stay and gets, and the old one gets booted out to die alone in the forest with no woman, no family, no nothing. It's kind of interesting the way that life is set up, isn't it? Kind of fascinating that way. Right here on Earth, although the movie does a good job of exercising, sociological concepts, it's already happening here. Could it be also happening out there? And could they be interested in what's up here between you and I? Keep that in consideration. Take that into your next day or two of thought. Think about it. Please leave a comment in the comment section. Tell me what you think. How would you vote? How would you try to survive? And I would love to hear from you. Please comment on this one. You can do it on Spotify, you could do it on Apple, you could do it anywhere. Comment on the Lockdown Universe episode, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. Anyway, guys, I hope you're having a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. Happy Easter to those who celebrate, and happy other holidays to anybody that celebrates any other holidays this weekend and that I may not be aware of. And then also, take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally. Follow through on those hobbies and goals and dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Please be kind to each other. Please be peaceful. Please be loving. Please be understanding. Please try to put yourself in other people's shoes. And like they say, right? The golden rule, do unto others as you might have done unto you. I'll leave it at that. Take care of yourselves. Lockdown Universe out. Peace.